Over the past 6 years, New York City has been looking at a big question. Can it help poor families so parents don't hand down poverty to their children? WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports an experiment that can help answer that question is still underway.
Willina Rodriguez strides across 9th Avenue in Midtown. She's wearing lipstick that matches her red shoes. The high school senior is ready for her day.
History, Spanish, ELA, then lunch.
Willina's stylish outfit hints at what she hopes to be, a fashion designer. The wiry 17-year-old whose long black curly hair is streaked with red highlights already has a name for her future label.
I would like Sophia Loreal for some reason. It sounds cool.
And now the senior thinks she has the grades in the 80 and 90 range that will open the doors of the Fashion Institute of Technology to her. But not too long ago, when Willina was a sophomore, her grades hovered around 50, and she skipped classes 15 days a month.
I felt like being with my friends was more important than school, and I wasn't really motivated to do good.
Willina turned her academic performance around after she passed her science regents at the end of her sophomore year.
And I earned $500 for it. Yeah, when I had those bills on my hands, I'm like, oh, okay, then I'm going to start doing good so I can keep getting money.
That money ended up in Willina's hands because she's a part of an experiment of the Bloomberg administration. The city is trying to motivate kids by paying them to go to school, get good grades, and pass standardized tests. Parents are also a part of the program called Family Rewards. Willina's mom, Carmen De La Cruz, gets conditional cash if she works full-time and if she and Willina do annual physical and dental checkups.
This program, Family Rewards, was like a motivation, not just to work, but also for my daughter's education and for everything.
And this is at the heart of the Family Rewards experiment. Give low-income families cash when they make better short-term decisions. Rewarding good choices in health, education, and work leads to permanent changes in habits and behavior. And that change will break the cycle of intergenerational poverty. That's a theory. But Ilana Zimmerman says getting people to make good choices isn't easy.
We are trying to work with people toward behavioral change. And change is hard.
Zimmerman is a director at the Children's Aid Society, which is running the Family Rewards program.
And people are constantly weighing these pros and cons of whether they're ready and willing to change behavior.
This is the first time a conditional cash transfer program is being tested in the United States. Bloomberg got the idea from Mexico, where it lifted millions out of extreme poverty. The mayor looked at the success the program had there and wanted to see if New York City could replicate it.
Clearly, doing more of the same wasn't the right answer. The federal government has been fighting poverty with the same basic weapons for decades, and we weren't going to wait for them to develop new innovative approaches.
So in 2007, New York launched a 3-year conditional cash transfer program. It was only a small experimental program, not like Mexico's, which essentially became the main welfare system. But by 2010, it was clear the program wasn't successful. Bloomberg wasn't discouraged. He still wanted to give conditional cash another shot. He brought in Jim Riccio to redesign the program.
The new demonstration is an attempt to apply the lessons from the original study, build a stronger intervention, one we think that'll have bigger effects.
Riccio works at a nonprofit research organization, MDRC, that launched the next phase. 600 Bronx families have earned, on average, $4,000 in the past 2 years. But Riccio says we'll have to wait for 2015 to see if paying people for good behavior can prevent another cycle of poverty.
The jury is out, and we'll have to wait and see how the results turn out.
Some experts think New York's program is an important experiment because it could be used to replace traditional welfare models if it proves to be successful. Others, like Lawrence Mead, a professor of public policy at NYU, think this all-cash, no-enforcement approach will never work.
It doesn't change behavior. There's no reason to think that doing that is going to cause people to live a different life. Change, as far as we have learned, is primarily a matter of enforcement.
But Willina says getting cash rewards has changed her. She says she'll continue doing well in college when those rewards will no longer be available.
I'm still going to be motivated to do good because I actually want to become somebody in life.
the debate on what can help more young people like Willina escape the poverty they were born into continues as the issue of income inequality moves closer to the top of political agendas. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivarek.